Vayter in Shas Medav Kuf Yud Tes, picking up on the very top of the page, brand new Mishnah, the last parak. Let's begin. Isha Shahalach Bailu B'Tzara, somebody says, I have a woman, she goes on a trip with her husband, with her Tzara, and they have no children at the time. They come and they say, you should know that your husband ended up dying. Lo Tinasev, Lo Tetsyabim, she can't get married. And she's not able to do Yibam either. Why? Because she has a Tzara there. And we know that at Shetayda Shema Muberes, Hitzarasa, she's got to know to make sure that the Tzara wasn't pregnant. Because if the Tzara is pregnant, so then she has a kid, then we know that she's off the hook from having to do anything over here. Okay, another case. Haisala Chamos. She has a mother-in-law, but there's no brother-in-law. But the mother-in-law is able to go ahead and have kids, but there's no known Yavam standing over there. And now the husband dies. What's the situation? Do we have to be worried that maybe the mother-in-law, maybe her husband actually has a brother, but she didn't know about it? Answer is, Eina Choshesh, we are not Choshesh that there's such a case like this. Nope, she's let it go out and she's good. Yatsa Malaya, but if the mother-in-law, when she went to this trip, she went out full. In other words, she was pregnant. Yatsa Chamosa Muberes, is Rashi. And then we don't know what the story is. And Choshesh, she has to be worried that maybe she gave birth to a baby boy. If it's a baby girl, it doesn't matter, right? But if it's a baby boy, then she has to Yibam. And Yeshua Amen and Choshesh says, no, we're not worried of such a thing. So we got ourselves a beautiful Machlokes. Right, you don't have to worry about this. Says Rashi, Deikil Meimer, Shemei Pila, maybe she had a miscarriage. Vim Timsel or Loi Pila, Shemei Kiva, he said, if not, then maybe it's a woman, it's a girl. So the Gemara is going to get into it. We're going to see this, like, if you split into thirds, right, out of 100%. So maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl, maybe it's a miscarriage. If it's a miscarriage, so then there's no child. If it's a girl, so then it's like there's no child and she goes free. And if it's a boy, so there's only a third chance that that's the case. Says the Gemara, my Hitzarasa, what does it mean when it says that he tsarasa? Shouldn't it just say the word tsarasa? Haisha shalach baila v'tsarasa. Says that afterwards, and find out that she's dead. So in the fifth line of the Mishnah says, it says shema muberes he tsarasa. Maybe the he tsarasa is muberes. Just say shema muberes tsarasa. What's the he tsarasa? This is Gemara. Kamash was coming to tell you, lahat tsara hu dechashin. Only that tsara worried about. Tsara chrisi lo chashin. We're not worried that maybe he married some other woman that you've never heard of. Maybe that one is pregnant also. Says Rashi, imbo edim shein tsarasa muberes einu choshesh shema yisha acheres nasa v'mitaros leyavim. If it turns out the edim comes and says she's not pregnant, the tsara's not pregnant, you don't have to be worried that maybe there's another tsara that's found that we've never heard about. We're not worried about such a thing. Lo tinasev lo tesyabim, she's not able to get married, she's not able to do yibam, right? Just to make sure that that Sarah is not pregnant. So maybe she is. Bish lo meyabu meylo, okay, we get she can't do yibam, but the dilma meyabu, maybe she's pregnant. V'kapaka beishis achta, right? So then there's a problem here because you're not allowed to marry your husband's brother unless there's a reason for it. And if here, if she's pregnant, then it's just the raisa. Elo lo tinasev am I, but why is it she can't get married? Got it. You can't do Yibam. But why can't you just marry someone else? Why don't we just go after Rove women? Halechecha Rove Nashim. For Rove Nashim, Misabas Yodos, most women get pregnant and they have children. So let's just say, probably she got pregnant. Probably she's a child. And therefore, she's off the hook. Lema Rabbi Meir, he the Chayisim Yuta. What do you want to take? That our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Meir? That is Choshesh. That's worried about the Miut. Says Rashi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that all anyone who's a kusi, that we have to look at them like they're avodah zarnik, and whatever they shecht and whatever the wine they touch is going to be usher, because there were some of them that ended up being involved with the avodah zara. So now we know it's only a small amount, the miut, the minority of those that were like that. But Meir, he owes the opinion, he's choshesh lemiuta. So if that we want to say that we're saying over here, it's choshesh lemiuta, and therefore when it says that the almana is going to be also to go marry someone else, because maybe the tzara is part of the miut of women who don't have children at all, and but we know that the chamim argue through Meir, and they go according to the rov. They would say that the tzara did have a kid, and therefore would be mutter to marry. So what do you want to say? Our Mishnah doesn't go according to the Rabbanim, but it goes according to Rabbi Meir. Afilu Tamer Rabbanim, the Gemara says, well, that's one option. It's going according to Rabbi Meir. But Tanya's Gemara suggests, I feel Tim Rabbanan, he would say it goes according to Rabbanan. He asked the Rabbanan Basar, but when did the Rabbanan go according to Rov? That's Ruben the Issa come on. That's only the majority that is in front of us right now. Seen this a few times, this is Gemara in Chulin also, that Rashi brings over here, that the story that was known as Tisha Chanunius. If you take a look at Rashi, 9 stories, the Tanya. We go according to the majority, the Kiv, the Chanunius, and since they're in front of us now, but a Rome Shu Mochus Basa Shchut, we see most of them sell kosher meat. What's the case here? That is that you have 9, there's 10 stories, 9 out of 10 sell kosher meat, and one of them sells Treif Adegamid, Joe's Fatty McFat, fat, pig. Now, if someone goes ahead and they're walking through the town, they see there's a piece of meat over there. And we don't know which one that comes. It came from. We're going to say it come from the kosher store because that's Rov. That's known as a classic idea of called the parish, meruba kaparish. Anything that removed from something, it came from the Rov. Right, so that's the case we see over here. That's but only when it's the Kaman, what's in front of us. And what's the case of Sanhedrin that he says here? Sanhedrin says Rashi, Yud Beis Mezakin, there's 20 Bezin of 23. 12 people are Mezakin, they say he's okay. When Yudath Mechaivin and 11 say he's Chayiv, the Kaman and the Zakai, we go to Zaka, we say he's going to be exonerated, he's good. The whole of a row of Mezakin, the Kaman, since the majority go with it, and this guy's going to be off the hook. Okay, so both these cases known as that it's in front of us of a ruba the lesser come up, but something which is not in front of us right now. Rashi says kigon hacha. The names of us are rov nashim ba'olam according to the majority of the women in the world that are not here right in front of us right now. Laws about it bas ruba. Then we say maybe the rabbanan don't go according to the rov, and therefore the mishnah could even be in the world of the rabbanan. Says Gemara. Okay, but that doesn't make sense. Katan uktana ruba the lesser come on. We know that the case of a katan or a ktana, either one of them, which is not considered in front of us right now. It's not called Kamon. And they go according to the Rov. The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, which proves against this concept. Therefore, a Mishnah can't be the Rabbanan. The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Katan Ukatana Lochot Volimiyabim. They can't do Chalitz and they can't do Yibim. Div Rabbi Meir, Zagazak Rabbi Meir. We shall see why he says that in just a moment. Amr Lol Rabbi Meir. So the Chum said to Rabbi Meir, Yafa Amar Tashin Chotzin. Oh, that's good that you said that because Ish Ksiv Baparsha. The Parsha says Ish. And that is when doing Chalitza, it has to be a man. Right? And what that means, somebody's able to have children. Makshin and Isha Leish. And we say an Isha is just like the Ish. And Ella, and that what? That both of them, Isha and Ish, a man and a woman, have to be Gdolim in order to actually be involved with this idea of Yibam or Chalitza. Elamat Tam Eim Yibam, why is it they can't do Yibam? Amalem, he said to them, excuse me, Mer says, Katan Shami Yibam's a Swiss, maybe the kid's going to be a Swiss, he's not able to have children. And Katana, Shami Tumas Island, maybe she'll be called, she'll be an island since she's not able to have children either. But Imsu Pogam Be'erva, they're involved with an Erva, meaning they're being with Eishas Ach. It's just, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife when you're doing Yibam over here. It's a problem because the only time you do Yibam is if you're going to be building up a home. And here you're not building up a home because now you can't have children altogether. Oh, okay. Verabundance say, Zilbasaruba to Katanim. Go according to the majority of Katanim. Verov Katanim loves you, Sinu. They're not considered Swiss. Zilbasarov Katanos. Verov Katanos love Ainulos Sinu. So therefore, there shouldn't be a problem over here. So what do you see? The fact that they say that it's going to be okay, it means that they go according to Rov, even if it's less of the Kaman. Oh, so our Mishnah which says that an Amana can't go and marry someone outside of the marriage because maybe this Tzara is part of the minority of women who didn't have any children, clearly can't be going to the Chachamim. Ela Mechvartam, since Rabbi Meir here. In the Chinami, our Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir. Mayu Kimta, now hold on a second. How did you set up this Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, saying it's going according to Rabbi Meir, who goes according to the Miut, Ema Seifa, but let's look at the Seifa. Haisala Chamos, if this woman had a mother-in-law in the Choshesh's. When I Choshesh, then maybe this mother-in-law had a kid. Am I? Why aren't you worried? Why aren't you Choshesh had a kid? Rabbi Meir knows Rabbi Meir is Choshesh Lemuta. Halachach Harov Anashim. Verov Anashim. Misabros Vyoldos. Most women do have kids. Miot Mapilos. Only a few of them are going to end up having miscarriages. Vechola Yoldos. Mechsa zechar, mechsa nekevas. Anyone who goes, and we know that it's 50-50 shot, it's a boy or a girl. Smoch miyut the mapilos and mechsa nekevas. If you put together those that are the miyut that has of miscarriages and the half of it which has nekevas, havali zechar miyuta, then it ends up being that the miyut of all of this is going to end up being boys that are going to be born v'leichosh, and therefore we go according to the mayor, he should be choshish for the miyuta. Let's say, like we said before, a third of it end up being boys, and therefore it should be that you have to be worried over here, and therefore you can't get married. Oh, must be sorry, mayor, says Gemara. Dilma Kevin de Ichaska Lashuk. Maybe it's because of Chazaka, right? Because Kevin de Ichaska Lashuk, she is a Chazaka. When this guy dies, she's going to the Shuk. Then Lo Chayesh, then he himself would also say, yeah, let's keep the Chazaka. And therefore, she doesn't have to be worried about this. Says Gemara, for Reisha, what about the Reisha? Right, in the case that there was a co-wife and died, Dechzik Liyibim, there also, there's a chazaka if the husband dies, she's going to do Yibim. So Tiyabim, let it go and actually do the Yibim over here. And then we shouldn't be worried about the fact that maybe this there was someone else over there that was, the Tzara was getting pregnant, says Gemara, Amar Avnachim, Amar Avavua, Reisha de Isser Kares. No, in the Reisha, where if you now let this woman go and do Yibim, and then what's going to end up happening? Reisha, these are kares. It's kares. Reisha sach. Choshashu. Therefore, we're choshish that maybe the tzara has a kid. Seifa, there's a lav. But in the seifa, when we're talking about going ahead and marrying into the shuk, even though maybe there's another brother over there, that's just a lav. Therefore, lo choshashu, they weren't choshish and they could rely on the chazaka. As a matter of what? I'm a rav, I'm michti. Let's break this down. Hold the rice, hold the rice. Both these are the rice that they get issues. So one's kares and one's a lav. But mali isa kares, mali isa lav. Both of them is a daraisa. You have to be careful not to do any isa daraisa. Ella, my Rava, come Rava gives another answer. Again, trying to figure out why is it that Rabbi Meir would go according to Chazaka when it's in the Seifa, but not when it's in the Reisha. Ella, my Rava, says Rava, beep, turn the page. Give your test on my base. Reisha, Chazaka liyibam, viruba loshuk, Chazaka lo adif, kiruba, v'aisi miyuta de mapilos, and smoch la Chazaka, v'havale palgo palga, in the Reisha's case, where there was a man, he had these two wives, and they went out, and then what happened? They told that he died, and we said that, okay, let's we have to wait because maybe the other one had a kid, which will send her out. She's have to be doing Yibam, but Chazaka Yibam. The Chazaka is that she has to go and do Yibam, Veruba L'Shuk, and we know that the rove of these people are going to end up going to the Shuk. Since we know that most women are going to get pregnant and they're going to have a child. So therefore, what we have now, she doesn't do Yibam because of that. For Chazaka, lo adiv kiruba. A Chazaka is not as strong as Rove. So now you can't just say she could do Yibam, right, because of that. But at the same time, we can't let her go ahead and marry out, to just marry someone in the Shuk because of Rove. Because of Aisi Miyuta de Mapilos. We know that there is a minority of those that end up having a miscarriage. And if that's the case, then she's stuck back to be doing Yibam. And smoke Chazaka, and I'll put that together with Chazaka. And now we have a case of have a palgo palga. It's like a 50-50 matzav. Lotinasa velotisyavim. She's not able to do either one of them. And Seifa, what's the case of the Seifa? That we don't have to worry about this. And this is talking about a case where you have a woman, man and woman are married, and this guy is a single child. He's an only child, and there's no brothers, nothing there. Mother-in-law could have kids. Maybe she, and therefore she should be stuck. Chazaka l'shuk, veruba l'shuka. L'shuk. In this case, if a chazaka, she's going to the shuk, because there's nobody there when they go out there. And ruba l'shuk, because even if she is pregnant, it could either be a pala, it'll be a miscarriage, or it'll be a girl. So the majority of it is going to the shuk. We now have a case of what's called miyuta de miyuta. V'havelei zecharim miyuta de miyuta. We know it's only a one-third chance in the model we set up that there's going to be a child over there. And even if it is, maybe it's going to be Apala. And therefore, that's called a miyuta miyuta. Miyuta de miyuta lo chashav b'meir. B'meir is not choshesh for a miyuta de miyuta. Okay, zok the next part of the Mishnah. Lo tinasav lo tisyabim. So now we're talking about a case of what happens that this woman, she goes with her husband and with her co-wife, and they go on a trip, and then afterwards find out, oh, she was dead. that the husband died. She has to wait to find out that the tzara didn't have any kids before she's able to go remarried. So we said,
got to make sure that this co-wife doesn't have any kids that are pregnant. Says Gemara, Uli Olam. What is she stuck forever over here? What's the problem? Let her just go ahead and do chalitza. And then she'll be able to go. It's a matter of circumstance. She should be okay. Because if it turns out that this is Rashi says, if it turns out it's real chalitza, then she's out. If it's not real chalitza, she didn't have to go out anyway, right? She didn't have to do chalitza anyway. So again, what that means is that when woman number one finds out, maybe woman number two is pregnant. So if she is pregnant, she doesn't have to do yibam. So she's gone. And if she is pregnant, she has to do If number two is pregnant, then she just goes out with nothing. And if she is not pregnant, then she can do chalitza. So let's just do the chalitza and let her get out of there. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Amaziri, 9, La'atzma shlosha chadashim. We know that she has to, right, when you say this concept that she's going to be usher forever, olam, it's not true. Really, the atzma shlosha chadashim, she has to wait 3 months for her. As we know, Rashi says, as we learned earlier, that Bishvil Atzma for herself, Tamtin Shoshu Chadashim, Kol Anashim, Shichas Lamtin Gimel Chadashim, everyone has to wait 3 months. Afila Baila Meis B'Bedina Siyam, even if her husband died, Daleka Lamecha Shama Meuberes, he, Dohaz Kena of Island, it's not me, Shichas Lamtin, she has to wait 3 months no matter what. Shoshu Chadashim with Arbinam Be'acholetz, Halacha, Kulon Shichas Lamtin, everyone has got to wait for 3 months. Lachaverta Tisha, now for a friend, she has to wait 9 months. Rashi says, Bishvil Chavrasa, Shama Meuberes, maybe she's pregnant, Sarasa, and Shichas Lamtin, even if she does chalitza, lo tinase b'toch tes, don't get married within 9 months. Because shema chaverta meuberes, maybe she was meuberes. Eva vlad shel kayama ve'ein chalitza poteres lzu, and therefore the chalitza is not going to pater her. Ela vlad poter, vavlad ein a poter at shiatz alav yolam, and only the vlad is going to pater once she comes into the world. So, says the Gemara, for herself, 3 months, and then after that, she can do chalitza, she's good to go. So it's not really forever, it's just for those 3 months, and then 9 months, and she's good. Rabbi Chanina argues, for herself, she's got to wait 3 months, but for her friend, she's got to wait forever. Says Rashi, she's got to know, does she have a kid or not? The Gemara, v'tachlus manavshach. And I say, what's the problem? What are you talking about, Rabbi Chanina? Just let her do a manavshach situation and do chalitz, and she's good after a year. Says, no. Bye, Baravin. Baravin, Rabbi Chanina, Baravin, Ami Tavar. They explain the Gezer, Shami Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe this Vlad is going to be a Ben Kayama, right? It's a good, the kid's fine, and therefore she didn't need chalitz in the first place. V'nim satam and tzucha kruz lakuna. Now you have to go out and make an announcement to say, Rashi says, lahachri shalohi sechalutu mutes lakuna. If a husband died and this woman number one goes out to the shuk now, she's allowed to marry she's called an almana. Almana is allowed to marry a kohen. But a chalutz is not allowed to marry a kohen. So if she does chalitza, she can't marry a kohen anymore. So if it turns out that number one does chalitza when she didn't have to, so then now we have a problem because she really can marry a kohen, but people think she can't because of the fact that she did chalitza. So now you're going to have to make an announcement and tell everyone she's allowed to go marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, so what's the problem? Velitzuchas, just do that, make an announcement. What's your issue over here? And let her get married. It says, no, because Delma Ikadavi Bechalitza Velav Bechraza. There's going to be somebody who's by the Chalitza. They saw the Chalitza happen. Number one, did the Chalitza with her brother-in-law. Velav Bechraza, but they weren't there by the announcement. Va'amri Kasharu Chalutza Lekoyen. Then she sees this guy, this woman marrying a Kohen. They're going to say, oh, you see, a Chalutz is allowed to do marry a Kohen. So therefore, because of that issue, therefore we say she's going to be Asa Le'olam until she knew for sure that the Yavama did or did not have a kid. We learned in a Mishnah. You just said that we don't want to do it in a chalitza because maybe it's going to be a problem with doing this whole thing for Kohanim. But tonight we learned in a Mishnah that Nitan Li Ben B'Medina said, yeah, you have this couple that go on the vacation. They have no kids and they come back and the wife says, I had a kid when we were over on our vacation on the Maldives. Va'amra Meis B'ni V'Achakach Meis B'Ilin. She says, you know, but my son died. Then afterwards, my husband died. Right? Meaning that what? That now she has to go out and do Yibam. Ne'emelis, we believe her to go do Yibam. But if she says, Meis Baili v'charkach, Meis v'charkach b'ni, my husband died first, and then my son, therefore, I can mutter to the shuk, and in ne'emelis, we don't believe her. V'choshen l'vera, but we still are choshish for her words, that she said such a thing, that she's going to be ushered to the Yavam, so therefore, v'choletz is what Meis Ne'emelis. She has to chalitz, she can't do Yibam. Hold on a second. V'lecho, shouldn't we be worried over here? How can we go ahead and let her do Yibam? Delma, Chalitza, Delma, also Edom, Harmon, Bit Kedamah, people are going to come and say, like she said, and therefore she didn't have to do Yibam in the first place, and therefore the Yibam or Chalitza, and so all things out the window. And him said, you're going to have to go and make this an answer now. We just said we don't do that. Papa, big Grusha. The woman that we were talking about in that Mishnah was a Grusha. Since she's a Grusha, she was already usher to be able to marry a Kohen, and therefore we're not worried about this. That's one answer. He's a different one. But Amra, Ani, Vahu, Nachbeinu, Bima'ara. It's a case where she said that they were in a cave, and therefore there were clearly there's not going to be any witnesses over there, and if there's no witnesses over there, we're not worried that there's ever going to come up a case where there's going to be achraz. Oh, beautiful. Zok, the next heilige mishnah. Heilige mishnah. Let's say you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to two women. Now, these two women are not sisters. You have two brothers married to two women. They get married, mild stuff. First one gets married, beautiful wedding. Second gets married a couple months later, a year later, whatever. Now you have Shtei Yevamos and Zuul Meres Meis Baili, and they come back. There were some sort of trip. They both come back and they say the following: Zuul Meres Meis Baili. One of them says, "My husband died." So Reuven died. Zuul Meres Meis Baili. And the second one says, "My husband died. Shimon died." Zua Sura Mipnei Baili Shazu. Vezua Sura Mipnei Baili Shazu. Now, if husband number one dies, that means that wife number one has to now go do Yibam with number two. And then she can't just go married to the shuk. And if husband number two dies, then wife number two has to go to number one if they don't have any children. So now we're saying that each one of them saying that they died. So you would think, like, okay, if it's actually true, then they can now, each of them can go to the shuk, everything's good. The Mishnah seems to be saying over here that if each one of them saying the husband's died, that Zua Suma Bnei Baila Shazu. In other words, each one's believed for themselves to say, okay, fine, your husband died, but now you have to go do Yibam. We don't swap beliefs. So therefore, number one can't go out because maybe wife number one can't leave because maybe husband number two is still alive, and vice versa. So Zua Suma Bnei Baila Shazu. Zua Suma Bnei Baila Shazu. Next, we say, let's say Lazu Edim, Lazu Ein Edim. Let's say the one Reuven's wife, let's say number one, and then Shimon is his wife number two. Right? So we have like this: Reuven's wife, Lazu Edim, Lazu Ein Edim. Reuven's wife has Edim saying my husband died, and it's true. And the other one doesn't have Edim. As Sheyeshla Edim Asura, the one who has Edim, she's going to be Asur because the other one doesn't have Edim, except for she has to assume that her brother is still alive, the brother-in-law is still alive, Shimon's alive. So that's Reuven's wife can't marry, can't go to the Shuk because maybe Shimon's alive. As Sheyeshla Edim, but the one who doesn't have Edim, she is Mutter to go to Shuk because she knows, we believe her, according to her words, that Shimon died. But she doesn't have to go to Reuven because there's Edim that said that he died and he's out. Lazubanam, now let's deal with the case. No Edim, no nothing going on over here. Lazu Banim, Lazu Ein Banim. Let's say Reuven had children, and then Shimon didn't have children. Lazu Banim, Lazu Ein Banim. Eshesh, Labanim, Uteris, one has children. She's mutter. Her husband dies. She goes to the shuk. She's fine. Vajain Labanim, Asura. She's Asura, and she has to go because we don't believe the testimony of Reuven's wife to say for Shimon's wife that she's off the hook. She has to go marry. Now, let's say there were other brothers in the picture. It's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And now, Nisyabmu. So what happens is that Reuven's wife said Reuven died. Shimon's wife said Shimon died. And now they go, they can't go to the shuk, right? Because maybe Reuven's really alive to Shimon's wife, and maybe Shimon's alive to Reuven's wife. But if there's other brothers over there, oh, so they can go out and they can do Yibam. And let's say that now Reuven's wife goes with Levi, and then Shimon's wife goes with Yehuda. Okay, now, Nisyabmu, Omesi, Yavam, and now the Yavaman died, then Asur Linus says, they're back to their original issue that they can't leave. And they're going to be also to go and marry into the shuk because, like, the same issue that maybe, you know, they only can be believed for themselves. Rabbi Elazar Amar says, no, listen. Once you matted them to be married to the Yavamin, then they're matted for everyone. Rashi says, we're not going to say that they're alive and that they're going to be stuck over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop it over here by the Gemara. And, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.